This is Dr. P, inspirational speaker and chiropractic neurologist. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational Podcast. Is this another one of those days where you woke up frustrated, just trying to figure out what it's all about? How are you going to get through another day? Well, I'll tell you one thing, you're not alone. So many people are going through this every day of their life. And I think we've all been there at one point or another, even if it's transient, just for a little while, you feel off. I'm like, I just don't know if I'm coming or going. But I want to share with you something that I've learned, and you probably heard it a million times, but I'm going to say it again to you, that if you change your thoughts, you're going to change your life. Yep, it's that simple. You got to change the way you think. You know, the brain is an amazing organ. Right? It's one of the miracles of the universe, as far as I'm concerned. And when you look at the brain, consider this. If you think negative thoughts on a consistent basis, the brain will, that will be the brain's underlying operating system. It'll always want to do that. Think about a dog in rural America. He's attached, or his leash is tied to the tree out front. And as the mailman goes by, he runs back and forth and back and forth, barking like crazy at the mailman. And after about 2 to 3 months, you start to see a path in the grass on the front lawn begin to develop because the dog wears it out. We call that the beaten path. Brain works a lot like that. If you consistently think terrible and really get bummed out about a lot of junk and just move towards pessimism, the brain will always do that. Even when something's beautiful right in front of you, you tend to want to see it from a negative slant. I'm sure this has happened to you when you're with friends. You're like, hey, check that out. It's really cool. They're like, seriously, dude, give me a break. It's bullshit. You're like, what? Why? What do you mean? It's beautiful. It's like, let's go, move on. And you're like, why do they do that? Why do they just all of a sudden go to the negative? Well, they've been conditioned this way, to think this way. I don't know why each individual sees things negative, but I can tell you this, that our world is set up to feed you negative information constantly. And that changes the way the brain looks at things, or should I say, conditions the brain to look at things that way. And over time, it's like, that's your go-to thing. Just look at it negative. Why bother? And these are the negative ninnies and the pessimists around us. And there's a sobering statistic that I could share with you from the Mayo Clinic, that the pessimist is outlived by the optimist by 7 years. What does that even mean? It means when you think crappy, it changes the way the body responds to everything. You literally are releasing hormones from the brain that are in reaction to that negative self-talk that you have. Then those hormones begin to damage your body, because that's what they are. They're signaler messages from the brain to the body to react to what we're feeling upstairs inside the head known as the brain. Well, why? What do you mean, Doc? You mean to say that if I think differently, if I think positively, that it will have a positive effect on my biochemistry and help change my body? Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, there's a simple algorithm in the world of social media, we'll call it an algorithm. It's this, right? When you think, which you do every second of your life, it's hard not to think, right? Once we think, we think. When you think, you create an emotion, or maybe an array of emotions. And whatever those emotions are, that gets you, that promotes a behavior. And then that behavior becomes you. And sometimes people don't like you because your behavior is not that good. Sucks. And therefore, you lose support of the community around you. You don't make as much money. You don't get as much love and attention. Then you get more and more what? Bitter. Then when you get bitter, you think. Then you think bitter. You feel crappy emotion. You behave that way. And your outcome continues to get worse. So over time, you just are going down the rabbit hole and just can't seem to get out of it. And in the modern era, the modern world that I live in, people go to the doctor and take medication because they think they have some chemical imbalance. When in reality, the vast majority of people have a problem with the way they think. So just think different. It's let's make a simple example out of it. Let's say that you were in the coffee shop and there was a person at the front that was fumbling through their purse to try to pay for their coffee. And now you're getting pissed. You're like, hurry up, dude. I got to get to work. And like, seriously, you got to be kidding me. Who comes into a coffee shop and doesn't have their money ready and now starts digging through the bottom of their purse looking for some change to pay for stupid coffee? Well, once you start thinking that way, your emotions are angry. You become angry. The blood pressure goes up. Your cortisol and adrenaline levels go up, which tightens your neck muscles. It makes your digestion off. And you feel like crap for the rest of the day. Well, there's an example of thinking crappy. But think about it. In the moment that you're in the coffee shop, you could have easily said to yourself, you know what? Excuse me, ma'am. Could I buy that coffee for you today? And maybe she looks up at you and says, no, it's okay. You know, no, I insist. I want to do something nice for you. Would that be okay? And she says, well, thank you. Thank you, young man. Thank you very, very much for that. I appreciate that. Then you pay the little debt. You get up, get your coffee quickly. You turn to that person and you smile. They look at you and they say, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate that. Maybe they put their hand on your wrist for a moment and you feel some sense of energy like, wow, this person was struggling and they really got a lot out of the fact that I just bought him a coffee, a lousy dollar coffee. It just put something into that individual that said, someone cares. Perhaps in that moment, you just saved them from a major despair because they are lonely and they feel as though no one cares about them. So not only did you change yourself and felt better about it, but you changed them too. It's called community. It's not that difficult. Just try it, okay? It doesn't take much. But I want you to think about, after this podcast, after you listen to this, as you go through your day, do something nice for somebody and think about, think in a way that just feels right. It just feels good to help somebody and feel positive about it and see what that does to the way you feel. I know you're going to feel better. I know this because I do it to myself every day. And yet I also understand that because I run a busy practice, you know, as a health professional, I see people do so much better when somebody just takes a second to talk to them, meaning me, and say, hey, just put it out there. Just think different. Just think different. And when you leave the office today, do something nice, not only for yourself, but for someone else. Start thinking better thoughts. And the more positive your thought patterns, the more positive your emotions. Then your behaviors are just that much better. You walk lighter, you smile at people more, and you'll be the naysayers out there that go, that guy's just always happy. Yep, yes I am. And it's a choice. It's definitely a choice. I want you to think of this too. Self-talk is probably the most important thing to either destroy you or to build you. You have to really think about your self-talk. Whether you say it with words or you just think it in your mind, your subconscious mind is taking down all these emotional cues and it starts to take those cues and it builds them into a program. You're actually programming yourself for destruction. It's like, what? Yeah, if you look in the mirror and you go, oh, I'm getting so old. I look like crap. Look at the bags under my eyes. I got gray hair coming out. I'm like, seriously? That's what you're telling yourself? Then what do you know, if you gain some weight, you're like, look at me, I'm fat. I'm so sick of this. I hate being fat. You're saying words like hate and fat with a lot of energy and emotion, which is negative, and your subconscious mind is absorbing it and it's putting it into a program and it's programming you for not the best stuff. It's programming you for the worst version of yourself. Wouldn't it be nice just to look in the mirror just once and say, I don't care what you've been through, you're still here and you're amazing, meaning yourself. I love me. I love who I am. I know I have purpose and I love every bit of who I am. Can you imagine if your subconscious kept hearing things like, I love me, I love myself, I'm amazing. You know, I was put here by a God who loves me that would never forsake me. You start saying these things to yourself over and over and over. You start conditioning yourself for a far better life with greater meaning. You know I'm right, because I want you to think of this. Let's say you're a 5-year-old boy in a home with an abusive dad who speaks poorly to you constantly. He tells you you're a piece of crap, you'll never amount to anything, what a loser. If you keep hearing this over and over and over, those words become ingrained in your subconscious mind, then the subconscious mind plays them every day as this fixed action pattern of negative thought. That destroys your health, it destroys your mood, it messes you up, it causes you to develop behaviors which are destructive, and your outcome is terrible from that. And you know, and it could take, perhaps in some individuals, a lifetime to redo it. But as you read neuroscience research, you'll realize that it takes about 28 to 30 days of just constantly speaking wonderful to yourself, either verbally or unconsciously in the mind. What you say to yourself makes all the difference in the world. So you have to consistently think that I am amazing, that I am incredible. Regardless of what other people think of you, that's not that important. What's important is what you think of yourself. So as you keep saying this to yourself over and over and over, you walk around with a lighter mood and you tend to see things that are very happy and optimistic because you're shifting your brain frequency and your vibration. You start realizing after about 30 days, hey, my life is significantly improved. I met someone who has become my friend. Maybe I met somebody who became my lover. I mean, I don't know. But you weren't going to meet anybody that would fulfill and help you to fulfill a great life when your negative talk was terrible. And what does it cost to change your thought? Nothing. It doesn't cost a thing. You don't need some program on the internet. You don't need to spend any money. You just simply have to think different. You have to think about, or should I say, you have to talk to yourself in such a way that's very powerful, that's very positive. And then your subconscious mind begins to process those signals, which then releases hormones into your bloodstream, which makes you feel really good. I'm feeling better every day. How come? I stopped talking negatively to myself. Does that mean that every day of your life is going to be perfect? No, of course not. There's going to be struggles that come up in your life, things that are really seem nasty. But remember this, that you'll learn nothing in life when everything is flowing easy. When life is easy, there's nothing to learn. When life sucks and it starts to become very difficult and painful, that's when you're learning all your lessons. So even though you might have made a crappy decision today that affected people and yourself, then you start talking to yourself, I'm such a loser, I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. But no, this is just life happening to yourself. And that's what you should tell yourself. It's just life happening. I'm learning something. You know, and why is learning so difficult? I don't know, but it is. It's been going on this way since the beginning of time. Man gets up, he thinks, he feels, he behaves, and realizes that, ooh, that didn't work. And then what do? Crawl in a hole and die? No, you get up and you change it. You change the way you think, and you accept the fact that all these struggles that you're going through are part of the learning curve so that you can be a better version of yourself and learn more about the person that you are, who you are, and what your purpose is here on this planet. So never think that the pain of all of the things you're going through are bad. They feel bad only in the moment, but they'll release themselves and teach you something about yourself and about the world around you, which will make it so much more exciting and alive. And then when it starts to feel, you start to feel the flow and the chi is happening. Oh, what a feeling that is. You're like, I love being alive. Then you tell yourself that. How about this? There's a great statement from my subconscious mind. I love being alive. And I'm going to just smile at everybody I see today. And I'm going to walk with a feeling of excitement and joy. And then by tomorrow, you take another hit on the head and you go, oh my God, it's gone. It's not gone. It's just part of the process. Some days work really well for us and some days don't. The ones that don't go well are simply the days where you're learning something about yourself and about life. And then you convert those events into positive language for your brain that changes the body. And then it becomes a beautiful cycle of repeating things that are very optimistic. The body becomes incredible. You become incredible. And then you affect people around you in such a positive way that you develop support from so many that life becomes meaningful. And you realize that this journey is not only is it wrought with pain and dysfunction, but all of that leads to happiness and joy. So I hope today you'll at least consider start thinking different every day of your life, very positively, get your self-talk back on track again. If you're not where you want to be, it's okay. Tell yourself that I'm going to work hard at becoming a better version of myself, and I'm going to do it with the way I think. I'm Dr. P. Glad to have you today on the Daily Inspirational Podcast. I'll see you next time.